Nothing any better in the whole wide world than to know the Lord and to have Him living in your heart. There's no touch like God's touch. His Spirit is good. David of old said, "Thy Spirit, O God, is good." Ain't you glad that He can reveal Himself to you? He can touch you like nothing else in this whole wide world could ever touch you. There's no touch like the sweet Holy Ghost and how He reveals Himself and how He deals with us. Stay with me just a few moments. How many can raise your little hand in here and say, "I know the Lord and I'm saved and I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God."
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
God.
Hallelujah. I'm glad. The Lord gave me this especially for you all. There's nothing any more grand than to have God, the creator of this universe, to love you so much and care for your soul that He would take special time to deal with you. He takes time out for us because He cares about us. He cares about us now in the present. And He cares about us in our future. He cares about you for tomorrow. He wants it to be well with your soul. He wants you to have His love and His mercy down in you. He wants to lead you and take you by your hand and lead you and guide you and keep you and hide you. He's a preserver of our soul. He's my keeper. He's my shield. He's my high tower. He's my refuge. He's my rock in a weary land. Hallelujah. He's my covenant in the time of Tempest. Hallelujah. The Lord, He's the light in the darkest midnight hour. But the Lord knows how to shine a light upon your pathway. Hey, Lord, He's the lily of the valley and the bright and the morning star. He's the sweet rose of Sharon. He is the bread of life. He's water for the thirsty soul. He's the fountain that will never run dry. Hey, Lord, He's the well of living water. He is that fresh oil from on high. It's Him that anoints us with the fresh oil. He anointeth my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Can you say, "I thank God for the oil"? I thank God for the living water. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "If you believe upon me, as the scripture has said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water." I'm telling you, the water is a running in here tonight. I said, the water of the Spirit is the flow of the life. I give Him a wave offering of the water of life. I'm glad that I drank of it a long time ago. He'll quench the thirst of your soul. Hallelujah.
He's right. I'm going to preach.
I want to deal with you. God will take His time and special time to work on you. He'll work on you. He'll show you things. He will reveal Himself to you in special ways to let you know that He's trying to draw you closer. He'll draw you closer. He'll show you things in your life, what's tying you down and what's holding you back. He'll teach us, listen, what to lay aside every weight and every sin which does so easily beset us. Do you know what the Greek word for beset means? to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset. He said is a Greek word for means that anything that's within your eyesight or within your hand's touch or within your earshot. I'm telling you, this world is a calling, and the world, the spirit of the world is strong. And I'm telling you, what our eyes see to sometimes and what we entertain with our ears, I'm saying you see it is just right at an eye's glance. It's at a hand's touch. And I'm telling you, the Lord said, if you want to hold on to me, and if you want to run in this race and make heaven your home, you're going to have to lay some things aside. I don't want anything of slowing me up. I'm in this thing to win. I got in this race almost 48 years ago, and I'm still running, and I'm learning to lay aside of the weights and the sins of this world. We're encompassed about with wickedness and lust of every kind. And I'm telling you, it's time that we'll keep our eyes upon the Lord. Raise your other hand and say, Lord, teach me. Teach me the things that hinder me. Teach me, Lord, the things that so easily entangles me. Oh, Lord, and ties me up. Lord, behold, it's time to lay it aside and say, Lord, I'm going to take a fresh grip upon you because I want to make it. The Lord will teach you what is acceptable, and he'll teach you what is not acceptable. He'll help you and give you discernment of the Holy Ghost that you can separate the wheat from the chaff, the right from the wrong, the flesh from the spirit. Praise him, church. He's real. I want the Holy Ghost. I said, I want the Holy Anointing. I want the Spirit of the Lord. I'm sick in this world. I don't want the world.
I first got saved. The Lord taught me how to get close to him. I take his word and read it. I can't explain to you the hunger that I had. It was insatiable. When I got up, the drugs and the alcohol was gone, broken. I got up brand new. I went over and I hugged Dad that night. I went over here and hugged Mom. I went down in darkness, but when I came up in light. I went down in sorrow and misery and change, but I got up free. I hugged Mom. I hugged Dad. I hugged everybody in that church. I tell you, he made a brand new me. He put a brand new heart on the inside of me. Woo! I had a desire to pray. I could not pray enough. I'd go up in the hills and pray. I'd pray in the floorboard of my car. I said, Lord, I want a closer walk with you. You show me what to do. And the Lord taught me how to be sanctified and be set apart and be holy in my vessel. I tell you, he'll tell you and he'll show you the right from the wrong. I tell you, we need to get out of this old flesh. It'll take you down. We need to press our way into the Spirit of God. There's freedom in the Spirit. I said there's freedom and there's victory in the Holy Ghost.
Jesus is the same tonight. Walk with me. Please, children, walk with me. This hour is dark. Pastor, it's dark. Walk with me, Jesus is saying. Stay close to me. Don't lose your grip on the cross and upon Christ now.
He said, serve me with your whole heart and you will make it. I'll give you the victory. You shall overcome when the world around you is sinking and going down. You shall stand in the Spirit and in the might of the Holy Ghost. We are made more than a conqueror through Him that loved us and made His life with us. I'm telling you, the blood and I'll take you through and the Holy Ghost will set you free. Hallelujah. Give Him a praise in the house. Whatever you do, listen, whatever you do, stay under the blood of Jesus. Don't you get out of it now. I said, don't get out of the Spirit now. My Lord, what you're feeling in this revival, I take a hold of it, and it'll keep you. I said, it'll preserve you.
Come on, children. You that's been a-praying, you just got in. Stay behind the bloodline. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't allow anything in your eyes. Don't allow anything in your ears. Don't let anything that you can get near to that would draw you away from the Holy Ghost and away from God. Hallelujah. Don't you cross over the bloodline now. Jesus is getting ready to come, and He's coming from a glorious church without spot, blemish, and wrinkle. Brother, I'm glad that you got in and laid it aside. It ain't for me. I tell you, the world ain't for me. I got something better than the world. Raise your little hand, praise Him. It is the keep of me. I thank God for this.
God is a caller. Can you hear Him? Listen, listen, listen. God's a caller. The Spirit of the Lord is dealing, and He's drawing you, and He's marking upon you. Oh, Lord. He's a speaking. Have you heard Him? Have you heard Him in this revival? I heard Him last night in the water, in the demonstration of the water. And I feel like I've taken a fresh drink of that living water. Hallelujah. How many have ever heard the voice of the Lord? Lord, hallelujah to God. He's a talking. The Lord is a drawing. Hallelujah. The call of God has went forth from the time of Adam when he sinned in the Garden of Eden. God called unto him and said, Adam, where art thou? Hallelujah, where art thou? That same call and that same voice is going out to pay. Where are you, sinner man? And where are you, sinner woman? Where are you, backslider, that once knew me and served me, and it felt my touch and no mind of running, and you backed up on me, and you lost your desire? How could I have? Are you drifted away from the Holy Ghost? Where art thou, Adam? I say, where art you? Hallelujah, sinner and backslider. God's calling you back to your first love and to your first dedication. Rachel, I had a praise here. I said, the Lord's calling you back. Come on back. Hallelujah, be renewed in the Spirit of the Lord. Time to be renewed. I said it's time to be renewed. It's time to be restored. It's time to get the fire back. I'm getting back a burning in our heart. Because all of my heart, it's time to be refreshed and to be refilled. I'm telling you, if you have ever tasted this, you'll never be happy anywhere else. If you've ever tasted that the Lord is sweet and gracious, you'll never be happy away from it. You just as well as to say, I'm not coming back under that fountain. I want it back. Raise your head, I want it back, Lord. Hey, Lord, I want it back. Oh, Lord, I'm not happy where I'm at. I told you.
Come to me. Come to me. The voice of God is still being heard. It has filled this earth in so many different ways. God speaks. He's revealed himself. He's made himself known to man. His love and his will. I'm telling you, the Lord will make what his will known unto you. Nobody will ever stand before God. Listen. Nobody will ever stand before God and say, I didn't know any better and I did not have a chance. Somewhere in your life, somewhere in the pathway of your life, God will talk to you and he'll speak unto you. Hey, Lord, he'll give everybody a chance. I'm telling you, he's real and he's alive. Come on, Lord. Bring me back that I can hear you again. That I can feel you again. Draw me, Lord, and I'll run after you. I will come back. Hallelujah. And I'll run back to you.
Glory to God.
Stay with me. God told me to teach you tonight. I've been teaching Sunday school since I've been 1978, count it up. Somewhere in your life, somewhere in some place, and in some time, God has spoken to you. He has spoken to your heart. He has dealt with your conscience. The Spirit has dealt with your soul. God is still dealing. And he is still calling. Can you hear him? Your time, child, is short. And it's a running out. Your soul is headed into eternity. Do you know him? Do you follow him? Are you serving? Are you walking close? Are you walking close enough to the Lord that he would whisper, that you can hear his voice whispering unto you? He's speaking, he's speaking, he's speaking. Oh God, stay with me. Oh Lord, God loves every soul. You are precious to him. He wants you in heaven. He don't want you to miss it. He doesn't ever want one soul to be lost forever and go to hell and spend eternity. The time is right now. Your opportunity is right now. Hebrews 3:15. Wow, it is said today. If ye hear his voice, harden not your hearts. God speaks again in the 4th chapter, the 7th verse. But today, after so long a time, as it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. There's one thing you'll never want to do, and that is ignore and turn away from God's voice. When it speaks to your conscience, he will. He'll deal with you, and he'll speak with you. Don't ever let your heart get hard. Every time you tell the Spirit, I know. And every time you pull the shoulder away from God, your heart will get a little bit harder. And it'll get a little bit colder. I tell you, and you raise your little head and say, I don't want my heart to get cold or be indifferent. I never put on my heart.
Listen.
God's a devil right here in this church.
Yes, he is.
I don't know your hearts, but I tell you what God told me. He said, write this down, brother. You're here. God knows where you are. I couldn't lay a finger on anybody. A preacher said one time that a man came in his dad's revival. His dad held great revivals. Said a man came in there. He said, my dad got up to preach. He said he preached the gospel of Christ.
He preached them to run to Jesus and the cross and to be saved and serve the Lord. That man said, I watched my dad as he gave that altar call. He said, there was a man in a seat. He said, my dad had everybody to stand. He said, there was a man in that congregation. He said, the tears literally flowed down his face upon his eyes. And said, conviction was so heavy upon him that he gripped the seat. And he would not turn loose of the seat and come at the beckoning of the Holy Ghost. His dad said, I pulled with everything that I had. He said, I went back to the man. He said, I asked him. He said, won't you come to this altar? He said, that man looked at his dad and said, I told God, if you'll leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. That was the worst mistake that anybody could ever say. But I tell the Lord, it ain't for me today. I'm not ready today, and maybe tomorrow I'll come and I'll give my whole heart unto the Lord, but I ain't ready right now. His dad said that that man walked out of those doors and got in his car and left. I'm telling you, it's the most coldest and a fearful thing to turn away of the voice of God and say, no, I will not go all the way. I know I'll not surrender, and I will not give all of my heart and my life unto you. It is dangerous, but I say no unto the Holy Ghost.
That son is now a great preacher. He said he looked back years later. There came that same man, older now. You could tell age had come up on him many years later. Come into the church, and that young preacher took his dad's place. His dad's in heaven now. He said, I was a preaching, giving my whole heart about come to Jesus. He said, that man, he said, it looked like he was familiar. He was familiar. He said, they gave the altar call. I said, the man got up and walked out the door. He said, the Holy Ghost told me, he said, follow him. And that preacher followed him, ran out the door, went through the other doors, and said the man was getting ready to get in his car. He said, over there, grabbed a hold of his shoulder, said, before you get in the car, he said, why didn't you come to that altar and pray? He said, God's calling you. That man turned around from his car door, and he said, you don't know me. He said, I was in your dad's service. And he said, when the Holy Ghost dealt with me, he said, I was able to weep. My heart was soft. And he said, I was a weeping and a crying. And I was trembling under the Holy Ghost conviction. He said, Lord, he said, God, if you'll leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. Would you leave me alone? I'm not ready right now. He looked at that preacher. He said, I have went to many churches after that night. He said, I begged the Lord. He said, I beg the Lord, give me one more chance, God. Deal with my heart one more time. He said, I've never since then, when I told God to leave me alone, I wasn't ready. He said, not one other chance has God ever given me. He said, I have never heard the voice of the Lord dealing with me ever again. He said, right now my heart is so hard and so cold. I've turned God away for years. He said, I can't even shed a tear now. He said, when I hear about Jesus dying and bleeding on an old rugged cross, he said, I've asked God to let me feel his spirit one more time. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, don't ever let me go too far. Don't ever let me go too far. Because if you turn the Lord away, it could be the last time. If you backslide tonight and leave God, we don't know the mercy of God will last so long. After your heart gets hard, the Holy Ghost can't deal with you. Hallelujah. Raise your head and say, Lord, let me keep my heart humble and pliable. Hallelujah. I don't want to get hardened. I said, I don't want to get hardened. No. I had a sister-in-law, Brother Justin. I preached, gave a 35-minute altar call. My wife can vouch for this.
My sister-in-law was back by where that you all sitting back in there. I gave the altar call and the Holy Ghost. I felt him all over me. I pulled her with everything that I had. And the Spirit was drawing her. She stood with her husband and got a hold of the back of that seat. I went back to her. I said, Jesus isn't dealing with you. Don't you turn him away. Her knuckles and her hands turned white where she gripped that seat. And she would not come. That was back in the 1980s. On the day she started away from God. Out in the depths of sin. It don't pay. But I tell God you ain't ready.
Don't tell the Spirit no. Don't tell Jesus no. Heard her husband divorced. We are in the state of Colorado. The Spirit don't deal with her anymore. Today, if you hear my voice, harden not your hearts. Every time you turn him away, when he tells you to do something, listen now. And every time he tells you to lay something aside to get closer to him, every time, God's got a great big finger. He'll leave his fingerprint right on your soul when he touches you. Every time the Holy Ghost tells you, you would be better off if you quit this right here. You'll get closer to me. Spirit of God's a dealing. God's a calling. The Spirit of God's a sin. You'll be better off if you quit that. Get away from it. Get away from temptation. Anything that lures you. Anything that draws your attention. Any kind of a pull of this world upon you. Let me have my cell phone. Oh God.
Oh my God.
Come on, Bertha. The Holy Ghost is there. Come on, Bertha.
Honesty. Honesty. This right here is absolutely stealing the hearts and the minds of God's people. It's already got the world. It's already got the world. The world is tied up in knots over technology and their computers and the internet, and their fingers take them into forbidden places, and their eyes behold things that are unclean and not good and corrupt and defiled. No wonder it slipped into church. You better be careful what you entertain, because the world and the devil owns the technology. And if you cannot handle it, it'd be best for you to give it up, because there's lust in this thing, and there's adultery in this thing, and there's fornication, and there's pornography, and every unclean thing is right here at the side of the eyes. It'll get in your mind, and it'll get in your heart. I feel the Holy Ghost. I said I feel the Holy Ghost. It's time to sanctify your minds and your heart and your eyes. It'll get a hold of you. Don't you tell me it won't. Hey, Lord. It'll steal your dedication to God. It'll take away your prayer life. It'll steal the reading of God's word. It'll take you away from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. You can't have the world on this too. Technology's good if you can handle it. I said technology's good if you got a sanctified mind and a heart that you go in the right places. Hey, Lord. But be careful. No wonder the youth is tied up. Youth is inquisitive. At the young age, you want to see more. Look at more, listen to more. Why ain't the people now shouting, brother? Pastor, you had it all night tonight. You had it. The sweet Holy Ghost. I don't even like it, but I got it because I gotta have it. Ain't you glad? If everybody's proud of him, raise your hand right now. Proud of your pastor. Loving the Spirit of God. There's liberty right here in this morning. Justin, does it taste good? Does it feel good to be free? Give the Lord a hand clap tonight. It feels good to be free. I said, I'm proud of that. Yeah. Well, glory to God. There's more to come. I said, there's more to come. I'm giving my praise. There's more to come. Hallelujah. It's time to get free. I said, get the Holy Ghost ought to burn all the ropes off of you and burn away every fetter and get it off of you. I said, thank God. Come on, I gotta do this. I gotta teach you. You know what a conscience is? Do you really, really, really know? Give me your attention now. What your conscience really is. Every person has one. You're right here sitting in this service tonight. You got a conscience. The real you. You're looking at Tommy Roman's body. The vessel that my spirit lives in. Hey, Lord. The real you is a spirit being that has a soul that lives in your body. It will never ever die. It is called the inner man. And inside of that inner man, there lies the heart where the conscience dwells. Your conscience is the deepest part of you that is aware of God. Your conscience is the very core of you. It is the very center of your being. It is the conscious part of you that God put in you to be aware of Him and to be aware of heaven and to be aware of spiritual things. Lord, it smites you when you do something wrong. God put the conscience in you and in your very heart to warn you and to awaken you and to stir you so you won't go wrong. It's a conscience that God deals with. Deal with me, Jesus. Don't let me miss it now. It's the Holy Ghost that deals with your heart and conscience. It convicts you of your sins. It draws you to repentance. When you're young, your conscience is soft and it's tender. God can work with you and draw you to Him and save you and put His love in your heart and make a happy Christian out of you. Come on. Come on, Lord. I want to ask you, how close can you get to heaven and still miss Him? How close can you get to God and the Holy Ghost and still miss it? Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I don't want to get away from your will, and I don't want to get away from your spirit. It is the Spirit of the Lord that keeps you in liberty. I want to give you an illustration of what happens when God deals with you and you turn conviction away. Y'all ready? Hang on a minute.
I sweat and my eyes burn like fire. It burns bad. Oh.
Man, oh man.
Come on.
I want to tell everybody in this building. Everybody in this building. I love you with all my whole heart. And I am pulling for you to help you make it. How close to heaven can you get and miss it? Listen to this story. Hank Williams Sr. died an alcoholic at 29 years of age. Hank Williams was born in 1923. A country songwriter, singer, and a music star with a guitar strapped around his neck. He thrilled his audiences writing and singing songs about adultery, women, alcohol, and the party life. What happened to you, Hank? Hank's precious mother raised him in Mount Olive Baptist Church. In an interview once, he said, quote, "My earliest memory is sitting beside of my mama on the organ stool as she played the gospel music in the church." He was steeped from his earliest childhood in music and sermons on hell. His biography said that he remembered the images of fire and brimstone messages that were preached. They never left his childhood mind. When he got older, the world beckoned and pulled on him, and he turned away from God and all of his teachings. He left the church and forsook his Christian upbringing. You can't tell me that God won't deal with your soul, that he won't turn you from that awful place called hell. It don't please God for anybody to lose out and go to the devil's hell. I tell you, between here and the gates of hell, you will run into an old rugged cross with a bleeding lamb stretched with nails through his hands under his feet and with a crown of thorns upon his head. You're going to run into a cross one of these days. How many in the house knows Jesus and you got him living in your heart? I don't have to go to hell. I'm going to heaven. Stay with me, stay with me. I got to do this. How far will God go, preacher, to keep a precious soul out of hell? As Hank traveled and played and sang in the bars and on country stages, listen, I pulled all this up. The Holy Ghost dealt with him to bring him back to the Lord and to restore him to his Christian faith and saving. Can I tell you, don't go too far, Hank? But it's too late now. Don't go too far. Come back, Hank. Come back. Return. Return, Mr. Williams, to your Christian upbringing. Don't drift away and get... You better get back to God and return. You can't deny the Holy Ghost that he won't deal with your conscience. The Lord will deal with your conscience. When you even begin to go wrong or think wrong, he'll deal with your conscience and your heart. He'll let you see the nature.
Amen.
God help me tonight, God. Jesus help me in this congregation, God.
Oh, Lord.
The Holy Ghost dealt so strong with Hank Williams and so hard that while he was under conviction, he wrote two gospel songs that are sung today all over the world. The first one is, "How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse?" Hallelujah. How can you turn away from his side with tears in his eyes? Hallelujah. On the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? As he hung there on the tree, he prayed for you and he prayed for me and said, "Father, forgive them, please." Raise your hand if you need forgiveness tonight and you're a sinner and a backslider. Oh, would you heed at a call of the Holy Ghost? And today, if you hear his voice, turn and not your heart. I give him a wave of it in the house.
drift too far. Stay in this church. I give you a word tonight. Stay in this church and be faithful to it, and God will help you. Come on, you got a pastor that loves you. He loves the Spirit of God. And he uses it to come right to you. You know why he does this? It's to encourage you and get you to stay near to God, stay near the Spirit of the Lord. Let me finish this. Everybody got an ear? How many's got an ear out there? You got two ears? Hallelujah to the Lord. Hank Williams wrote and sung, "I saw the light." I'm going somewhere. That song that he wrote, don't you tell me you can't do things when you're under conviction. He said, "I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I would not let my dear Savior in. I was a fool to wander and stray, for straight is the gate and narrow is the way. Now I've traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light." Do you know when he wrote this song? When he was under conviction. Hallelujah, drinking the alcohol and playing in the bars. God was trying to get a hold of him and bring him back. Hallelujah. And gave him the lyrics to write. I saw the light of our Hank Williams. Come on, world. The Lord is reaching to you tonight. Why didn't you turn back? Every one of us, listen, me included, I'll not stand before God with my wife. I'll not stand there with my mommy and my daddy. Donnie Rambo wrote a song. He said, "I was just standing in the longest line that had ever stood in before. It looked like there was 1,000 people before me, and they was all one at a time being judged." She said, "Every time that I took a step forward, when that other person in front of me, I said, I saw gray-headed moms and gray-headed dads. I saw the old, and I saw the young, and I saw the middle age. And every time," she said, "that I stepped up closer to that throne," she said, "I felt like I would die 1,000 deaths, but to realize that I was going to stand before an almighty God, and he was going to read my record of what I did and what I said when I lived in this body. And every work shall be judged, whether it be good or evil." She said, "I felt like I would die 1,000 times as I got closer." Hallelujah to God Almighty. Hallelujah, whose face of the heaven and the earth fled away, and there was no place for them. I'm telling you, we're headed for the judgment, and I don't want to miss it. You're here tonight, and you better make a choice fast. God's dealing with you what to give up, what to do to get closer to him, what to get rid of in your life. You better hurry. You better hurry. Hank, how far are you going to go? Hank, please don't turn God away. Don't go too far. God was dealing with you, son. You didn't have to die lost and go to hell and suffer forever. The Lord tried to reach you. He tried to stop you. He pulled at your very conscience with his love and mercy. He gave you these songs, Hank, and you wrote them with your own hand. Why did you not listen to what God gave you when you wrote it down on paper? My Lord, Hank Williams died on New Year's Day in 1953 in Oak Hill, West Virginia, in the back seat of his Cadillac, while his chauffeur was driving him to his next appointment to sing country music. A 29-year-old young man who left of God in his childhood and all of his Christian teachings. Hallelujah, is now. Hallelujah, alcoholic. While he was a dying from a heart attack in a drunken stupor in the back seat of his car, his chauffeur said, a quote, Hank uttered these words, "Now there's no life for me. Now there's no life for me. Oh, my Lord, I'm going to hell, and there ain't no lie. I send away my days of grace, and I'm going into hell. I wished I'd have come to God."
Listen. I got another hour I can preach. I'm going to close right here. There is nothing any more fearful than knowing that you missed heaven. You've sinned away your days of grace and conviction. It's too late now. You're that lost. The Holy Ghost is not there anymore to talk to you and deal with you and try to correct you. Oh, what a cold, numbing fear to leave this world and to pass into darkness and the gloom of hell. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. My heart is burdened tonight. Brother Pastor, my heart is burdened tonight. Would you stand to your feet in this congregation? I don't know any of your names hardly whatsoever. I don't know anything about your life. I don't know where you live. I don't know your social security number. But the Lord knows all about you. And today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. While it is called today, I want you to heed the call and say, "Lord, I want to make it. I got out of the escape pit and I make heaven my home." That'll bring blood out of your brow. How much did he love me, preacher? How much did he love me? You know what Jesus will do? He'll reach forth his nail-pierced hands, the scars, and stretch them out to you. He'll say, "I took the crown of thorns in your place. Give you a crown of life. I took the spikes through my feet and the spear in my side. I shed every drop of my blood just for you." Come on, come on. There's a wide way to destruction. Wide is the gate. Broad is the way. And many there be that go in thereat. Sissy, I'm so glad that I ran into an old rugged cross in 1974, Brother Justin. I ran into a bleeding lamb, the Son of the living God, the gift of eternal life. How many would like to say, "Lord, I want to come and serve you"? Come on, I'm opening up this altar right now. Come on, Jesus paid a price to keep you out of hell. The voice of God is a calling. Come on, I'll give you life. I'll give you strength. I'll give you grace to live for me. Would you pray tonight? Would you come right now? Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Say, "Lord, I've got to make up my mind tonight. I've got to make up my mind tonight, Lord. I want to escape that awful place." Come on, the deceitfulness of sin is great in our age. I don't want to be deceived now and to think I got plenty of time. Listen, you cannot straighten out your own life until Jesus comes in your heart. Hey, Lord, as they sing tonight, whatever you got on your heart, come on, let's obey the Lord, let's obey the Lord. Pastor, would you invite him? Come on, I've got to make it. Don't go too far, Hank. There's a lot of Mr. Williams out there. Come on, there's a lot of drugs out there, druggies
And dopers out there, don't you go too far. It's time to run to the cross. I said run to Jesus as far as you can run. Come on. You might have a habit tonight. You might have a hang up in your life tonight. But the Lord of the Holy Ghost, He'll give you strength to overcome a little of a high.
Ain't you so glad this evening that the Lord loves us enough to come by and speak to us? Points out just exactly where we are, just to reveal to us where He would like to take us. If you're lost in this building this evening, won't you come? Let the Lord take over your life. Let Him take complete control. If you're struggling tonight, I know a man that can meet you right here at this altar to give you your help, to give you your deliverance. Saints, won't you come? Pray in these altars. Get in these altars. Let's pray. Let's pray for God to come by and touch these folks tonight to give salvation, give complete deliverance. Because how many know He is a God of deliverance? He is a God of peace. He is a God of love. Come on, saints. Come on. Come get in these altars. Pray.
Come on. It's worth it all.